With Adolfo Carrion's departure to join the Obama administration, voters will be heading to the polls a week from tomorrow for a nonpartisan special election to fill the Bronx Borough President's seat. And the favorite son appears to be Assemblyman Ruben Diaz Jr. He comes from one of several prominent political families that continue to gain clout in the borough. WNYC's Elaine Rivera reports.
Remember to come out and vote in the special election on April 21st.
Ruben Diaz Jr. spent a recent afternoon campaigning at a subway stop in the Fordham section of the Bronx. But most people will ask, why bother? Diaz faces no Democratic rivals and a challenge from one Republican candidate, Anthony Rebustello, an actor who's running for office for the first time. And he's only raised $200 compared to Diaz's nearly $300,000. But the 35-year-old Diaz says he's not taking any chances, and he wants people to know why he's out campaigning.
I want to be borough president because we are in an ideal situation here where we have friends in Washington, D.C. with Adolfo Carrion, working for Obama, our friendships that we have in the state. And I think there's an opportune time now where we can take the Bronx to the next level, where we can create jobs, green jobs, jobs that stay here, get people to be job ready. And when it's all said and done, you'll see that the borough of the Bronx will be a borough that's gone from ruins to revitalization to now leading the nation.
Diaz, who has held public office for the past 12 years, is the son of another Bronx politician, State Senator Ruben Diaz Sr. The Diazes are one of several Bronx families who have had more than one member elected to office. They include the Riveras, the Arroyos, the Fosters, and the Serranos. Like many of the other politicians, Diaz Jr. bristles when people say the Bronx political machine is rife with nepotism.
It's amazing how media sometimes says it about some families, but they don't say it about others. You have the Kennedys. Nobody said that about Caroline Kennedy when she was aspiring to be U.S. Senator.
And his father puts a finer point on it, saying it's about race. At a fundraising event last summer, State Senator Diaz said some people just don't want to see Latinos and blacks gaining political power.
The whites and the Irish, the Italians, the Jews, the same system that has worked for them now is working for us. We finally are getting into the system and getting our own, but now they're saying, oh, the system is not good.
And that system has gotten too insular for some, like political activist and writer Ramon Jimenez. He says the Bronx is unique when it comes to politics as a family business.
The contrast and the nepotism and the corruption is greater than in any other borough. I would definitely, you don't have this many families vying for power in any other borough in New York City five boroughs.
The U.S. Attorney's Office recently dropped an investigation into whether the Diazes used workers from a nonprofit to campaign for them. The investigation found no evidence of wrongdoing. This is how Diaz Jr. sees it.
Political hits that go nowhere. It's unfortunate. But some people feel like that's the way to do politics. But that's behind us. We're moving forward.
The Riveras have weathered their own charges of nepotism and cronyism. But what's gotten more attention in the past year is the political strife between the families. As longtime Bronx County Democratic chairman, Jose Rivera ran the county with an iron fist. But he was ousted in December by a candidate that the Diaz family supported. It was called the Rainbow Rebellion because the Diaz coalition included white, black, and Latino Democrats. Veteran political consultant George Arts says that contingent is now supporting Diaz Jr. for Bronx Borough President.
I just think that the days of the one-man machine operating in the boroughs are out. The constituencies within the boroughs are too varied, and you need to get everyone included.
But most likely, the majority of registered voters won't participate in next week's special election for Bronx Borough President. Last fall, in a primary race for a countywide civil judgeship, only about 10% of the nearly 471,000 registered Democrats cast votes. Community activist Mary Blossingame says with no serious competition to replace Adolfo Carrion, most people see no reason to pay attention.
Is there a race? What race? There's no race. And when I gather, it's a done deal. No dialogue, no opposition. Everybody's just going along. It's not a good sign for democracy.
Other Bronx residents, like Jose Ferrer, say they are paying attention. He says Diaz represents the future for a borough that has long been maligned.
He's a good candidate. He seemed to be very progressive in his long career, and certainly I think it would be a fresh voice to the Bronx, you know, so I wouldn't have no problem with that.
If Diaz wins the Bronx Borough presidency next week, he'll have to run again in November to keep the job. And it's unclear if other Bronx Democrats will challenge Diaz in a September primary. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.